Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please serve everyone up? Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Dave, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three stories, and today we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
We'll go with interior decorating.
All right, we go to China, where a man in Southeast China, he had something stuck in his bladder after inserting it into his penis. Now, the object was said to have traveled down the man's urethra, the passageway between the bladder and the external part of the body. Now, doctors are set to cut an opening on the patient's bladder to have the object removed in the next few days. Now, the man, whose name has not been revealed, apparently told the doctor that he had a habit of, quote, playing with his penis. And yeah, a lot of us do, but an x-ray shows the object stuck inside of his bladder. Well, a neurosurgeon said that the patient would require a surgical operation to have it removed. And like I said, doctors are set to cut an opening in the man's bladder to have the object removed in the next few days. The question is, what did this guy get stuck in his bladder via his penis? Was it a padlock? Was it a magnet? Was it beans or was it a pencil eraser? So padlock, magnet, beans, or a pencil eraser?
Wow, that's a heck of a combination of choices there.
It sure is, and all of them bad.
Yeah, I can't imagine it being a padlock. That's a heck of a hole. What do you guys think?
Dave, I'm going to go magnet.
How do they work? Magnet seems, yeah, I don't know, then it'd just be sticking to stuff. Somehow I think it's a pencil eraser, because there was... That whole pencil was in there, but the eraser got stuck.
Okay. All right, Dave, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with not a pea shooter, but we're going with a bean.
Beans. Okay. What did this guy have stuck in there? A padlock, a magnet, beans, or a pencil eraser? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Categories interior decorating on profile. This, we got a man in China. He had something stuck inside him, in the front side. He inserted it, by the way.
And he told the doctors, I like playing with my penis.
And it was surgically removed. Question is, was it a padlock, a magnet, beans, or a pencil eraser?
And Dave, that is the very question that we asked you. And as you pointed out, all of these answers are stupid. But sadly, one of these answers is also correct. So, we will start with D. Ted Smith. You went with the eraser, and I understand your thinking. Said, all right, man, it's urethra.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Old pencil.
But the old pencil in. The eraser got stuck, however. It was not a pencil eraser.
That's what I would have done.
Based on the options, I think that's what I would do as well.
No.
What would you use?
Magnets.
You'd do the magnet? I've heard more horror stories of the magnet. Anyway, yeah, and you went with magnet in this case. It was not a magnet. And Dave, that leaves you. You went with the beans.
Oh, no.
Put a freaking padlock in there, man.
Huh.
That's a padlock.
That's strange and impressive.
Guess he forgot to unzip it.
Yeah.
Now for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Last week we were covering some sad news that George Wendt, who played Norm on Cheers, had passed away.
Yes.
And I told you guys in the office, I think I said it on the air, that they didn't drink. It wasn't fake beer. It was like food coloring and this and that. Well, it turns out I was completely wrong. I did a little research, and George Wendt was explaining that basically it was NA beer.
Okay.
Now, granted, this was the 80s and early 90s.
That had to be horrible.
But I think your options were like Sharps.
O'Doul's.
Maybe O'Doul's. But Sharps was the big one.
Yeah.
Nowadays, this might have changed, but I'm still pretty sure that NA beers only come in bottles and cans.
Frankly, not on draft, right?
They just don't sell enough of them to have it on draft, no. Right? And again, it takes an extra step to get the booze out of it. That's why they're expensive. So he was saying it was non-alcoholic beer, wasn't available in the kegs or whatever. So they would just cans of, as he says, generic NA beer. They would put it in soda dispensers so it would look like they were pouring in a draft. And then he said in a couple of them, they would add salt to give it that fizz.
Okay.
So he was like, by the time it got to us for showtime, like, it's warm, it's flat, they're just adding salt to it. So he goes, the first few seasons, you'll see me being a good actor and drinking them. He goes, in the later years, I found out when the camera was on that my beer or not. So he was like, if you saw me, he knew the camera was on and would only take a sip then, as opposed to just being in the background drinking.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was like, that's pretty good.
It's that bad.
Yeah. Also, there is rumors that in the later years, between like him and Woody Harrelson and a couple people, they definitely tried to sneak in real beers. But obviously, if you're doing multiple takes,
they'll start to figure it out.
Correct. Right. And I don't know. I think for the average person, you give them one or two beers.
Sure.
Probably fine.
Probably.
I think by like four or five, or three or four or five, you can start to tell like that person's actually drinking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's also a lot of actors in Hollywood. Like, I'm sure that's why they're actors. But some of them I always wonder is like they don't drink, but they do it drunk so well. It's like, I wonder if they were ever drunk.
I don't know. I think sometimes you just look at people. Was it Neil Patrick Harris played, was it Barney on How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
He's a gay dude, but he played like the absolute, almost like crypto bro douchebag. And he said, look, man, to me, I just observed the people that I thought were douchebags, and literally, I just imitated them. So he's like, I thought I was almost like this exaggerated caricature, which he was, but he's like, people love the character. They're like, you're crushing it. And he's like, I do not like women at all.
Yeah, I think sometimes, too, like, yeah, you're right. I mean, Mike and I were talking years ago we were golfing, and I don't know, again, I had something going on, so I, like, wasn't drinking or whatever, but, like, even the cart girl rolled up, and I was like, and she's just like, oh, you look ready for a beer and a shot. And I was like, all right,
yeah.
Not today, but you're generally right.
Yeah.
Some sports for the weekend. Obviously, Sunday was the biggest day in racing. You start with the Monaco F1 race. If you don't know by now, a lot of the drivers are annoyed, too. Monaco is the most famous. It's obviously the most beautiful. It's in Monaco, the yachts.
Yeah.
But the cars have just gotten too big that you realistically can't pass each other. There's, like, right. maybe one spot. So, like, a couple of them were... So, basically, it just turns into who has the fastest lap, who qualifies for pole. You're going to win that race unless you crash. Lando Norris, good for him. He got the victory, but they were talking about, like, man, maybe the F2 cars, you could pass each other. And they were talking about, I don't know, they were like, make it Mario Kart. Let's throw bananas at each other.
Yeah.
Or, like, spray them down. After that, you would have the Indy 500 on Sunday. Alex Palou won that one. If you've watched IndyCar at all this year, I think he's won. If they've had five races, he's won, like, three or four of them.
Okay.
So it's like, all right. In Indy, for years, when F1 got really popular, they were like, hey, our races are more competitive. It's like, well, somebody else needs to start winning.
Yeah.
And then that night, which finishes off a big day for racing, obviously if you're an American, because we have two of them, you have that Coca-Cola 600, Ross Chastain won that one. Kyle Larson, who is a NASCAR driver, he competed in the Indy 500. How'd he do? He was going to do that and the Coca-Cola 500, or 600.
Oh, I guess he crashed.
He crashed both.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Same day.
He crashed out at Indy, and then he crashed out in his NASCAR race. But... for me, I think it's awesome. I know NASCAR sometimes gets, you know, a little, gets their underwear, and whatever the term is. I'm not going to say. Yeah, I was
panties in a bunch.
Yeah, I just didn't want to say it. Sounds bad. Because he's doing both. But I think it's awesome.
Who cares? Why do they care?
I guess because you got to race so many NASCAR races to qualify for this or that. Basically, they don't want guys skipping races like they do in the NBA.
Okay. All right.
But it's like he's racing it. I just think it's super cool. He's got to get in a helicopter. You hope he makes it on time. So he crashed out. He made it in plenty of time.
That means he's a highlight for both races in the end.
Correct.
I mean, hell, if I'm watching Sports Center, like, yeah, you can show me who won. But either show me the fist fight at the end or show me the crashes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just watching cars go around, man. Show me the explosion.
Well, and truthfully... if you watch NASCAR these days, there's almost always a giant crash around lap 7 or 8. 7 or 8 left. And then it's like, all right, here's the new winner. So ironically, the list I have today kind of works with the question of the day. Because these are a list of movies, and they're saying, did it emotionally destroy you?
Destroy. Okay. All right.
It's heavier than we worded it.
That is heavier. I like a few of these movies, and a couple of them did really hurt.
Okay.
Number 10 on the list, they have Atonement from 2007.
I remember the name. I never saw it. What was it about? I mean, the name alone says, like, thrill, you don't want to watch this movie.
I guess it's somebody's trying to atone for something and they died tragically.
That's just the sense I get. I'm like, I don't want to watch that.
A sweeping English drama based on the book by Ian McGowan follows the lives of young lovers. Cecilia Tallis and Robbie Turner, who is James McAvoy and Keira Knightley, when the couple are torn apart
I care a little more.
By a lie constructed by Cecilia's jealous younger sister.
Yeah, no thanks, man.
So there was no atonement. There was none. All right, Coco, number 9 on the list for 2017.
Yeah.
That's the Pixar one?
That's the Pixar one.
What scarred people on that, man?
It's really dealing with death and...
But it's celebratory. It's not everything is death the way it is in the U.S. I mean, it's in the Mexican culture. They're like, you carry on.
It's still kind of dealing with the finality of death.
Only if you forget them. That was the whole point of the movie. Yeah. No one really goes away unless you forget about them. I thought, well, that's a very positive message.
I guess just for kids, it's sad.
Yeah, but you need to remember them is the thing.
All right, one that I just recently watched, and you guys said, I don't know why you're rewatching that. Saving Private Ryan.
You watched it on vacation. It sounded like you were stuck on a plane, like, I got some time off. I'm going to relax and
What is the mindset you're going to put this stuff on? Like, you're like, I'm having a horrible day. What can make it worse? You know what will make it worse? This.
I don't know. Look, I said to my buddy, Rob, we're driving back from the Gorge yesterday. It's in the afternoon. He goes, what are you going to do? And I said, it's very strange because Miles and Thrill and Mike make fun of me all the time. I said, like, I'm going to watch some sports. I said, but I'm probably going to watch a sad war movie. It's Memorial Day. And I said, that's just what I do on my days off. Memorial Day, it makes a little more sense.
It does.
But you're right. If I have a, I don't know, like last time we had a random day off, I was just like, ah, Saving Private Ryan. Intense. Good movie, though. And then I was like, ah, forget how sad it is. But you're right. I still watch
it. Did you put it on or was it on TV?
It was on TV.
Okay.
So I found it and said, I'm going to watch it.
Because I'm a movie flipper as well. Like, I'll go through all those movie channels, and if it's a name that I recognize and enjoy, I'll turn it on. And while it is dark, Saving Private Ryan is one that
it's a good
that
movie.
You can enjoy.
No dispute. Not watching it again.
Yeah. Well, I don't even want to admit how many times I've seen, like, Platoon.
Jesus, man.
Eternal Sunshine and Spotless Mind. Did this movie emotionally destroy you?
No, I thought perfect. I mean, like, I get it. I understand what people are upset about, but also I'm like, all right, you had this bad breakup with some chick you love. They got some tech. Get her ass out of your head, right? No memory. The point of the movie, of course, is that, you know, you want to hold on to some memories.
Is that one of the...
Because you start to remember, like, well, you know, I did love her for this. And all, whatever, man. Get it out.
Is that one of those rare rug pull Jim Carrey movies where it's like, oh, Jim Carrey, this should be good. And then it's just awful.
Yeah, it's him doing a dramatic role.
Damn it.
Well, and sometimes that happens, right? I think anybody, right? Like, if you dated somebody 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
like, you could look back at all the good times. Like, sometimes, like,
typically,
you know what I mean?
You do when that much time has gone by.
Right.
But that's the problem. This was fresh for him, right? So as he's piecing together what we know to be the case, you know, you start realizing that. But it's like, it's this irreversible thing. You agreed to do this.
Mm-hmm. Right, because in the beginning...
But the flip side is, but then when you completely forget her, you're not going to be sad. See, that's the part that people freaked out about.
Well, if you completely forgot her, wouldn't you just fall into the same trap?
Maybe. So what?
Do these movies emotionally destroy you? Big Fish from 2003...
Oh, that was the Ewan McGregor. Who's the guy who usually makes crazy movies? Tim Burton. It's a decent movie.
Was a Tim Burton movie, yeah.
I don't know this one. Miles, though, you might know it from 1974, where the red fern grows.
Oh,
I know the name, and much like Watership Down, it seems like everyone who saw that was kind of
Big
devastated.
Dan and Little Ann. Yeah, it was these two dogs. I forget what kind of dogs that they were, but it was another thing where kind of like the old Yeller kick, where at some point one of the dogs is gonna go off into
the
sunset.
Do you know this, or is it one of those they got to hit you in the head?
Reading it as an adult, you could probably read the writing on the wall, but I remember. We actually read that book when I was in fifth grade, if I'm not mistaken. And you could tell one of the girls that got to the end of the book, she is just a puddle over on the side, dude.
Well, it's like Misa, man. I never read the book. I just saw the movie.
Yeah.
Jesus. Not a pick me up.
This one absolutely destroyed me. 1988. I still don't even remember how this movie ends because I was crying so much.
Let me guess, Land Before Time.
Damn right, Mike.
Serious? Yes.
That's awful.
His mom dies right in the beginning, man.
The dinosaur.
Yes.
Well, they all die.
You know, the thing is, okay, Bambi's mom dies.
They all die. Every dinosaur dies.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
But
Bambi's mom dies.
Why is it different that his mom died? Because you can say Frozen, they died. Bambi,
right.
Dead.
Right.
Simba lost his dad.
Because it wasn't a Disney movie.
Because he has last moments with his mom. She is not doing good,
go
man.
Somewhere else
she
die.
Is hurting bad. She is going out, and she's laying there saying, "You got to go off to the wherever the great beyond or whatever the hell that they're trying to get to. You got to go. You got to fight on. You got to leave. I'm going to leave you now, but you need to go and be strong for your friends. And be like has this moment of like, come on, kid, you got to. And
then she's
down.
Mom.
Yes,
and I was there with my sister, her friend Jenny, who is still hot, and her mom,
Jenny,
and I was crying the most. I'm still upset about this.
Ted showed the sensitive side. That's all he did there.
Oh, never had a shot. That's what makes it more embarrassing. So I remember the mom handing tissues to beautiful Jenny and my sister to my dumbass crying.
It was sad, dude. I'll give you that one. That was a sad opening.
It's a horrible movie. 2009, Up.
Ooh, yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, I knew that one was sad. Never saw it.
The movie is fine. The first 10 minutes is heart-wrenching.
That's how they get you, man.
Yes.
It's kind of sad, so I'm anticipating that it will happen at some point in the movie. Basically, as they're rolling the opening credits, I can't even explain it, man. By the time they're done rolling the credits, you're like,
it's terrible.
God damn.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Where do we go from here?
I know. Please don't tell me it gets worse.
All Dogs Go to Heaven makes the list.
They don't.
Okay. So there's something that's really, really dark about that bit. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen this movie. Is that
they have to be dead?
It's from 1989. They should know.
Yeah, right. So the main character, the main dog, is voiced by Burt Reynolds, right? And there was this adorable young girl. There was this adorable young girl that voiced the girl that was in the movie.
things happen. I don't remember the movie all that well, but she catches a dying point there as well. Or maybe he has to. That's what it is. The dog's about to die. Burt Reynolds is about to die, and he kind of has a last moment there with the kid. Side note: they had recorded all of these lines, and the kid dies by some horrible thing, like in real life. Like I think she was like murdered by somebody or something like that. Burt Reynolds goes in and he records this final speech that he has with this kid, knowing that she is actually dead, and that there's a lot more emotion to it. Like this one, if you listen to it, you can hear that he is just absolutely gutted from this scene.
Thank you for the pick, man.
Wow.
Hey, I'm good when it comes to sad movies, man.
Don't rip that list. What am I doing tonight? I gotta feel awful.
See, oh, Fox of the Hound was
do
last.
Do I do heroin
number
or watch
one.
This movie?
Oh, I know Fox the name. The what Hound. Happens? Somebody die in that?
Fox and the Hound?
Yeah.
Nobody died, but they did eventually separate. It was not a pick-me-up of a movie. It's these childhood friends. One's a fox, the other's a hound, and eventually they get separated. Yeah, then they become it. They're in natural life selves where one's a hunting dog, and this is just right, a fox that he's the hunting
hog, now. The hound has to hunt the fox is the issue.
Right.
It's kind of like in New Jack City where he's got to shoot his brother.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, kid movies.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man takes out his frustration. The Dolphins have not been to the Super Bowl in 40 years.
Oh.
Meanwhile, the crane that escaped from the zoo is found hanging out with his blue heron peers. Coward, Australia floats 11 miles in ocean, somehow does not get eaten by a shark. A college professor uses AI to teach kids and gets called out by a student narc. And a flight attendant is busted, smuggling 100 pounds of human bones. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story, we're going to Cape Coral, Florida, where neighborhood invasions get people hurt. The locals have been dealing with an unwelcome visitor in the area that's causing enough trouble that it sent someone to the hospital. Though it's not native to the area, they've come under siege by a Muscovy duck. I hope I said that right. A bird that is more commonly seen around the Texas-Mexico area as well as northern South American countries. It turns out that these animals are actually quite territorial, as people have reported being attacked by the duck, with one man claiming that he was merely shooing it away from his porch when the duck attacked instead of fled.
What do ducks do when they attack you?
They beak you, and it does actually hurt. It sucks.
Just because they have that rounded beak, right? Mm-hmm. Do they have, like, talons on the end of the webbed-ass toes, or are they just... I'm just feeling like, look, I know birds can be territorial, right? And, like, roosters will take you out. But they're fighting birds. I just feel like, as far as birds go, I'd be okay if I had to fight a territorial duck.
Sure.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You're going to be better off, you know, as opposed to, like, a hawk, if it was
this
coming down.
This is what I'm saying.
Exactly. Like, you're going to be okay, but... It didn't quite detail why a dude went to the hospital. Like
that's what I want to know.
They go for the throat, Steve. They just go for the throat.
The hell?
City leadership has given folks the go-ahead to dispatch old Daffy, given his proclivity to attack.
Damn, that's all it takes.
Can't have an attack at people, man.
Man, there's a lot of reports of just, you know, kill the animal.
Yeah.
Just kill it.
Take it out.
Snakeheads.
In other news, a college student is demanding a refund for her tuition after she discovered something about her professor. She was going about her courses like any other student would when she suddenly noticed some inconsistencies with the material that her professor was showing the students. She noticed some errors with the notes that were being presented, photographs that were used that were clearly computer-generated, as some people in the pictures had extra limbs, and also noticed a reference to ChatGPT in the bibliography.
Oh, God.
This was enough evidence for her to file a complaint against the school and demand her tuition back, stating that he forbids students from using AI on their assignments, yet uses it for the lessons themselves.
Uh-huh.
The professor reflected on his choices and promised to do better when it came to his materials, and the school ultimately denied her request for a refund.
Did they?
They did, yeah.
That's shocking.
Not a bad gotcha moment, though. Like, hey, we're not allowed to use it.
Yeah,
that is pretty good.
And we're being taught by AI. I can't say I blame her for saying, hey, give me my damn money back.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, you know, when you're in school and your math teacher is like, you can't use a calculator kind of thing.
Right.
And that's fine. I get it. But if I was watching my math teacher use the calculator, I'd be like, F this.
Right.
I'll just give you some AI money.
Right.
There you go. Some AI
money. There you go.
There. Enjoy
George
that.
Washington has three eyes.
Right. Because at the end of the day, these schools, they're teaching you things that are supposed to be real-world applicable to you.
That's the point.
So if ChatGPT is real-world applicable...
Let them use it.
Take it. Bad news for a flight attendant out of the UK. She was on a flight landing in Sri Lanka when she was met by local authorities who wanted to have a look in her bags. It had come to their attention that she was smuggling a new hardcore narcotic by the name of Kush, a drug out of West Africa that's made from human bones and kills about 10 people per week in Sierra Leone alone.
Wow.
Yeah. She denied ownership of the hall, which had a street value of about $3.3 million.
Human bones.
I know. But that wasn't enough to keep her out of a Sri Lankan prison as the investigation takes place.
Who's the guy that came up with the bones as a drug? Like, some things I get. Whether it's crack, it's like, look, we're trying to stretch our cocaine because cocaine costs too much. Here's some chemicals.
Right.
Meth, you kind of understand. Like, it's cheap to put the... Sure. But I wonder who looked and said, man... I got some bones. I think maybe if we grind
maybe
these up and do this.
Desperation. Just like, screw it. Try the bones. Right. Something's got to get us high.
At the end of the day, drugs are an industry like any other, so there's innovators out there trying to make it cheap, trying to make it
absolutely right.
Profitable.
Human bones wouldn't have been the one.
Right. Like, who's that guy?
Because one, you know, like anything, if you're making meth or crack, all of the things you need to make it are available.
Of course.
You go to Home Depot and get 80%. You know, okay. Where do you go to get bones?
Ricky's.
Yeah.
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To New South Wales, Australia, where someone found something interesting on the beach. A cow. Mm. The area had suffered some severe floodwaters in recent days, and it was believed that the cow was one of the many things displaced with the flood. They did a quick check to confirm their suspicions, but there was no telling just how right they were, as the cow was found to have originated from a small town 11 miles away. They put photos of the cow up on local message boards until it came to the attention of its owner. New reports say that the animal is currently being seen by a vet before returning home.
Do you think if you own the cow that you look at the picture and say, there's my cow, or is a process of elimination? I know that I've lost a cow. That's probably the one.
Might be a bit of both.
This is where you wish they could talk.
Right? With the cows?
Yes. This is crazy, man.
I don't know how
I just started floating around, man. Next thing I know, I'm in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Like, I think somebody's got to recognize and be like, that's my cow.
You think?
Well, yeah.
Well, he's part of a herd, then he's branded.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. That cow's never been swimming in its life.
No.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
So now, floated 11 miles.
Now 11 miler. Right out of the gate. Like, I told you I could swim.
Then right here at home, Cougar Mountain Zoo out in Issaquah recently announced that one of their assets had gone missing. An East African crowned crane named Alice had managed to escape her enclosure and was on the loose. Didn't take long for experts to figure out that she had taken a trip to Lake Sammamish and was enjoying the company of some blue herons in the area.
Yeah.
Eventually, a local called authorities that the bird was found on their property and she was quote-unquote gently retrieved. Around midnight, nearly a week after she had escaped. She was returned to her enclosure and to the waiting excitement of her bonded partner. They said that she'll be under close watch there for a while so she doesn't jump.
So she was gently retrieved. The duck of Florida. It's like, shoot his
exactly.
ass.
Exactly. Well, she wasn't attacking nobody. Benjamin Sports, the Mariners unfortunately fell short of victory against the Houston Astros over the weekend, losing 3 out of 4 games and shortening the gap between them and second place, which is the Astros, in the division to just 1.5 games. They begin the homestand tonight as Washington is in the house for a short series here. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you've got basketball playoffs over on TNT, hockey playoffs on ESPN, the Storm are playing over on ABC, and the Mariners host the Nationals tonight over en route. As far as your weather, good news, boys. Clear skies tonight and a low of 52. Prepare us for a gorgeous Wednesday. We're expecting sunny skies at a high of 82. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? The lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.